Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and this is episode 4 of the Podcast of Steel. Hello again. Thank you for listening and watching. And yes, episode number 4 already. I've been having some fun with this project, and there are a lot more episodes to come, and interviews are in the process of being organized, and that is very exciting. But this episode is one that I'm very excited to share. My special guest was Kurt Hill. Kurt works for the Portsmouth Guild Hall and the events that happen in Portsmouth. And most importantly, Portsmouth Comic Con, because it is back again very soon on, my notes are here, the 3rd and 4th of June this year. Less than a month away now, and I cannot wait. This is a local con for me. This is a project of passion. I've seen this event grow over the years, and in the future, I can only see this event getting more and more success, making a bigger name for itself. So I was very happy that Kurt came on to share with me what is going to be happening this year at this year's Portsmouth Comic Con. And he got to share some exclusive news on this podcast, on this chat, about the event, and something that I will be helping out with. And I can't wait for that. And I will talk about that more in the future and after it happens in this episode. I don't want to do a spoiler alert just yet, but I will be talking about this more at the end. But yes, Kurt jumped on. The man has a very busy schedule, so I was grateful for his time to talk about this event and to listen to him speak about it and to hear the passion that he has for Portsmouth and this event and for fandoms in general. It was a great chat, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you and you hearing more about it. And yeah, let's just jump into it. This is my chat with Kurt Hill talking all about Portsmouth Comic Con 2020. Kurt Hill, thank you so much for joining me on the Podcast of Steel today. You are my very special guest and a local hero to the community and the comic book community.
You're far too kind.
No, this is, I love talking with you about this event, and as we have done over the years, and the Portsmouth Comic Con is coming back this year, the 3rd and the 4th of June, and you are, you know, one of the heroes behind the scenes making this happen. So if you could introduce yourself to the listeners and watchers and let them know what heroic stuff you do, Kurt.
Yeah, of course. So I am event producer for the Guildhall Trust, who looks after Portsmouth Comic Con, as well as other events that take place here at the Guildhall. But yeah, Portsmouth Comic Con has just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the team behind the event is quite a small team. But we are a fantastic team that just puts on this event each year, just to celebrate everything that the kind of pop culture has got to offer.
And that's it. I've said it before, it's a classic con. It's what Comic-Cons used to be like before they got too commercialized. And we will get to that in a moment. But yeah, it is back for another year, and I couldn't be happier. It's very local for me, so the commute is absolutely perfect. But it's another reason why I'm proud of my hometown. It's putting on events like this and events such as Victorious and all these magical food festivals and drink and music events. And we're slowly getting on the ladder now, I think, for putting on this con. It's, as you said, it's making a name for itself just by the reviews that it's getting from the public. So before we get into the event and talking about what it's going to be bringing this year, why does this Comic-Con for you stand out against all the other ones that are out there?
I think the reason really is we're such a community-led Comic-Con. There's some great conventions out there where, you know, you pay your money to meet real A-star celebrities. But I think our thinking is, as you say, Portsmouth's such a great city that you think, well, let's celebrate that. So a lot of our event partners are very local to Portsmouth. So, you know, you've got the likes of kind of Game Over, DICE, University of Portsmouth, just to name a few. And it's just a real celebration of everything Portsmouth's got to offer. But also as a whole, allows people from outside the city to come in and still just having a fantastic time.
And that's it. I mean, it's right by the train station. It's, you know, it's right in the middle of
Pompey. It couldn't be closer.
It couldn't be closer. And, you know, it's in this wonderful building. I love the Portsmouth Guildhall just for the look of it outside. It's a lot like the clock tower from Back to the Future. So maybe in the next few years we can incorporate that somehow. But it's just such a regal looking building. But once you get in there and it becomes this Comic-Con, it is a magical experience of seeing all the stalls and all the cosplayers inside. And how are you, I mean, there's a lot of space inside the Guild Hall. How are you using that this year to put on events?
Do you know the crazy thing is, you say it's a lot of space indoors, but it fills up extremely quickly. Yes. we could fill, I think, probably a space 3-4 times the size if we could, we'd fill it for sure. As you say, the first year was all inside, apart from having a stage in front of this Guildhall steps. And we soon realised we have to expand. So the second and third year, the whole of Guildhall Square taken over. And that space was filled really nicely with lots of great content. And then this year we are thinking we need to get even bigger. So there's a complete change of entry this year. We've got bigger footprint outside. I don't want to give too much away this early into the podcast, but each year we're going to have to fill more space to, I don't know what we're doing for 2024, but I imagine we need more space again.
I hope so. And I mean, we did meet up a few weeks ago and you told me some things that I will not mention today, but I'm very excited to see them when they happen. But that is it. If each year you've done something new, not only to sort of get more people to come, but make it enjoyable for everybody that had been the year before. You make it different each year, whereas some other cons, it's very, you know, it's very structured. You're going to get the same thing each year. You'll get a panel, you'll get a show, you'll get signings, you'll get some comics. But with Portsmouth Comic Con, it's always making a unique experience for those that not only attend as talent, as it were, but the people that visit the con.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you haven't been to Comic Con 2023, you've not been to Portsmouth Comic Con. Yeah. You know, it's we want to keep the layout very different. There's no objections to how some other cons have their business plan or their event plan. It's still an enjoyable event. It's still some great content. But for us, we want to make it that, you know, you come back, you pay your ticket money to see something new, not what you saw the previous year. So every year, myself and Nick, our event director, will sit down, how do we make it different? And we've got various exhibitions this year that have been added. I know the Star Wars kind of walkthrough experience was extremely popular last year. And it would have been fantastic to have that back in the same place, doing exactly the same thing. But we wanted to change it up. You know, the Star Wars exhibition will still be here in a new location. And we've got new ideas for that space for this year. So it's about keeping it new and keeping it exciting and making sure everyone has such a fantastic time when they arrive that they haven't done before.
And that's the thing, and that's, I love hearing new friends and new bloggers coming down to the event that have not been the previous year but have heard good things just by word of mouth. And there was a moment last year on the Sunday, the final day, and you announced that tickets for this year went on sale, and there was just a big cheer of applause and just celebration. I was like, yeah, this is what you want to hear at the end of a con. It's not like, oh, this is so-and-so, we'll be back next year. And it was like, yeah, okay, same thing. But with this, the place erupted, and it was a wonderful moment to see you all sort of announce this top secret statement and see the hard work that you've put in. Because I know a lot of work goes in behind the scenes, and I know you've got surprises for this year, and it's going to be a fun time. I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to be honest, the plans are already ongoing for 2024. You know,
really?
You know, it's a long process. And I hope that the audience can see that when they're sat on the steps, watching the content on the stage or walking around the event. You know, our hope is that really is sort of noticed.
I mean, I think so, because as you said, the Guildhall steps, if you want to see a cosplay parade, that is a place where you need to get your seat and sit down and just enjoy the day. I like how it broke up the day. Sort of, you would get your lunch, you would have a sit down, have a chill out on the steps, and then watch the cosplay parade happen, or the Jedi training. Something fun would happen. And it's those moments when you look around. I'm often there working as press, so I'm mm-hmm. looking around and speaking with people and hearing what they like about the event. But just in those moments where you get to see the audience enjoying themselves, and everyone is just covered those Guildhall steps and enjoying the moment, whether it be friends or families or cosplayers, it's community-based. And that's what I love about this event, is that nobody's left out or left behind. It is really, really inclusive. And what have you worked out this year to do a bit more for the community? What's going to be happening this year? Community-based events.
So community-based, obviously the cosplay parade is always sort of the big highlight of the weekend for the main stage, although we have just booked something else that's going to certainly be a massive highlight as well.
Okay.
But the cosplay parade, hosted by Dream Team Portsmouth, again, a very local sort of based community cosplay sort of group, you know, fantastic to work with them. So they'll be hosting the parade. Sort of other groups, like say the Jedi Juniors, they'll be here at the weekend as well. On the Saturday, we've got a fantastic game show taking place, which is Star Wars game show. So you're going to have kind of the Rebels versus the Imperials having a game show battle there. We've got some Villains Wear Capes 2 workshops. So, you know, if you want to learn how to move with a cape, that's what you want to be doing as well. Okay. And then if you want to groove like Groot, be at the Guildhall stage each day from 4 o'clock, and you can certainly learn how to groove like Groot.
Okay, with Guardians coming out this week, I think you're going to get a lot of Groot fans turning up. So my diary is quickly filling up for all the events that I want to attend to. But the cape, make your own cape. That's up my alley. I mean, I do have my own cape that I might bring along to get customized.
Yeah, if you've got a cape, please bring it along. And it's not so much kind of doing and making the cape, but if you bring your cape along, Cherry Lambert will show you how to move. And so Cherry Lambert is a dance live producer, so that's another event hosted by the Guildhall Trust, but she will learn how to move like a villain in your cape, which is a great set of part of our Villains Day, which is on the Saturday.
Just making notes of this, because if I'm coming down as a villain, I'm either going to be Gaston or somebody even more delicious.
I did hear a rumor as well, Luke, that you are alongside Nick going to be doing a Comic-Con quiz.
Yes, this is something that we arranged. I'm looking forward to that. Quizzing is something that I've always enjoyed doing, whether it be hosting or playing a quiz. I was actually a few nights ago, I had to stay up late because I had to host quiz the host of a BBC Radio 2 Midnight Mastermind, which was a fun little session where I give him a topic and he has the space of one song to go and research it. And he had the event of Superman the movie. And he did answer the questions very well. But no, yes, hosting a quiz at Portsmouth Comic Con is going to be very fun. So I had some practice the other night, and I'm looking into finding a nice sequin blazer to make it, fantastic, you know, game show official. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So,
well, I can't wait to see that.
We can keep our eyes peeled for that. But it's making an event fun and unique, mm-hmm. and making it about, sure, that, well, what I liked about it is that I would learn new things about things that I most possibly wouldn't have looked into, mm-hmm. things that are outside my fandom, things that I haven't looked into. And that's what I love about this con, especially the gaming events, going upstairs and sort of seeing the retro gaming, which was always a popular event.
Absolutely.
And I mean, is that back this year as well,
Mara? So, that's going to be back. That's in a new location, which will allow Game Over to bring even more consoles. So if you came last year and it was quite busy in that area, don't worry, because it's going to be even more consoles in the new location up on the second floor.
Yeah, it was great seeing sort of mums and dads sort of playing the games with the kids that they played when they were young, and seeing how these games from decades ago are still so much fun today. but it was blending the old with the new, and it was a beautiful.
It's always really nice to see alongside another event we host, Guildhall Games Fest, and you'll see these kids come in and they'll think it's the new PlayStation 5 game. It's amazing that those games never age, because you know they come in and it's almost like the best thing they've ever played. So
I think I saw some kids last year playing Mortal Kombat. I was like, oh yeah, it's like the original arcade version as well. This isn't the new one with the very very graphic deaths, but there's still some fantastic mortality moves going on, and that was a fun one. And again, as you said, dice, they're coming back. That was always I've not really done much board gaming over the years, but looking into that and speaking with people that have come to the event, it's a big area, it's a big market.
Yeah, I mean, what dice do is fantastic, because you know, instead of being at home playing your Monopolies or your Cludos and having huge family arguments, pick up a board game you've never heard of, and dice will sit there and they'll teach you how to play that game. And you know, you've then got someone there to stop you being like, but they've always say this, because they'll tell you exactly how it is. But yeah, again, it's another fantastic gaming area that dice are back. Again, a new location, but they're certainly at the event as well, so they can do bigger and better than they have done in previous years.
But that's it. But you've still got all the classic, what we would say, sort of comic stores as well. There's something there for everybody that comes along. You've got the custom artwork with the artist Ali. You've got toys. You've got DVDs. You've got comics, which is what is always missing from cons that I seem to go to. It's like, this is a comic con. Where's your comics at? Sort of situation.
Absolutely. So we've got 99 traders this year, which is even more than we've had previous years. But as you say, every stall has a link to the kind of the genre. I go to many events and you'll turn up and there'll be the fudge man, which, you know, I love fudge.
Who doesn't love fudge?
Yeah. I would love to have the comic con. I would love to have a store selling comics rather than fudge. If I want fudge, I'll go to a fudge convention.
That's it.
So again, every trader that we have at the event has been kind of looked into to make sure they fit in with the genre, to make sure they're appropriate for the event. And again, that really excites us, because there's such variety beyond that as well. And we really like to have the mix as well. So, you know, you have your high-end toys, you know, you're looking at the £60-70 sort of collectible items plus. But we also have traders here selling toys for £1 or £2. So if you're thinking, oh, I want to attend Portsmouth Comic Con, but, you know, I don't have the disposable income necessarily to buy my, you know, little Jimmy, you know, the toy that he might want, there's always going to be something there that you can walk away with.
And that's what I did love. And so little Jimmy would have a fantastic time, because I
absolutely,
that store that you're talking about, it's one that I went through sort of quite a few times at, because when somebody goes to an event like this, and it's the first time, and if it's a child, they want a memory, they want a souvenir, as it were. And that table, that particular store, was just a mountain of action figures.
Absolutely.
Of heroes and villains covering all the universes and multiverses. And it was nice to see. But again, there was also the more unique items, which, you know, Comic-Con for me is a holiday. So I go there and I find some time to spend some money on myself. So I'll end up getting things from as many stores as I can. So I like the diversity, and that is what you have there. But yeah, seeing comics for sale at a con is just like, that's what you want. And yeah, but again, there are going to be artists and guests there this year that you have announced recently, and some more are going to be announced in the upcoming weeks. But yeah, tell us about who's coming this year to Portsmouth Comic Con, Kurt.
So obviously, we, you know, we have some fantastic names in the Comic Con world as well. So again, our big thing is, you know, keeping it back to what a Comic Con should be. So you kind of Comic Con artists. So, you know, we've kind of got some fantastic names there, such as Mike Collins, Dave McKean. He's going to be there. Clark Bint. I'm just reading a few out here.
No, read them, because there's a lot. I wouldn't judge you, because there are a lot of names to remember, Kurt. So read them.
Yeah.
All
so we've got so Will Morris, Gary Erskine, and Alison Sampson are both back here. We've yet to have a Comic Con where both Gary and Alison haven't been with us. And I'm kind of dreading the first Comic-Con where they say, actually, we can't make it this year, because they're such fantastic names, such awesome kind of people to have on the bill.
Yes.
Beyond that, we have names such as Andy Fanton behind the Beano.
Yes.
And this is a name kind of that we'll be announcing very soon, but I'm happy to exclusive for the podcast.
Hello.
It's Laura Howe. who is obviously behind Beano and Minnie the Minx.
Yes.
Obviously, it's Minnie the Minx's anniversary, big anniversary this year. Minnie the Minx is 70.
I thought it was 70. The Beano, funny, a fun fact for everyone that's not listening. My gateway into comics. The Beano was my very first comic sort of obsession. And I've got comics upstairs going back in the loft, going back to the 50s. So I've got some really old tales. So, and again, seeing that at a convention, sort of a Beano, a classic English, big part of the entertainment world, is always fun to see. And I mean, I think there were some people last year dressed up as Dennis the Menace. I was like, now that's passionate awesome. Cosplay to see a character as niche as that at an event. So yeah, that's going to be a great guest to announce. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I say, you know, we've got the list goes on, but please, you know, the website and announcements keep coming. So obviously social media is the best place to see those names first. And also keeping an eye on the guest page on the website. As I say, we are always sort of, our focus is always going to be the comic artists, illustrators, but we have this year added some fantastic names, celebrity-based as well.
You have.
Obviously, our big draw this year for Comic-Con is Doctor Who, obviously being the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, celebration of the Sea Devils, again, based in Portsmouth. We've announced two Doctors, which is Colin Baker and Peter Davison. And we thought they both had the same companion. Let's get them along as well. So obviously Nicola Bryant, who played Perry, will also be here. And they will be here for autographs, selfies all weekend. And we're also going to be hosting a fantastic panel on the Sunday with all three of them sort of being interviewed, hosted by University of Portsmouth Professor Lincoln Geraghty. So we're really excited for those names as well.
And I mean, it's still like a huge part of what we call the geek fandom is Doctor Who.
Of course.
You've got all your big name hitters, but Doctor Who is something that's, you know, it's nostalgic. It's still being made. It's not sort of been obsolete. Yeah. So you're going to get the old and new fans attending for that, which I'm excited to see. I want to see some Doctor Who cosplays. Maybe not too many Fallen Angels. I'm not a fan of that, but it's going to be a good weekend and I can't wait for it.
I'll remember that as you're walking through the Doctor Who experience.
As long as if they've got their eyes closed,
I might guide you through that way.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be some good reaction shots going through there, so that'd be fine. But you've been part of this event now, you know, since the beginning. Mm-hmm. What has been some of your proudest moments to see at this event over the years?
I think the proud moments is the weekend itself. You kind of walk around. And I think as you saw last year, I think every time we stop and spoke, my radio goes off and chase somewhere else. Someone else needs me somewhere. But just walking around and seeing the event live, seeing the cosplayers walk onto the cosplay stage, cosplayers walking around the event, just everyone having such a fantastic time, makes the sleepless nights or probably on the 2 months on the lead up completely worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it is that. I mean, I can remember seeing you and everybody else just running around. Yeah. There's always something going on or somebody talking into your ear. But at all of these events, I've managed to sort of have a little catch up towards the end of the event when it's, you know, you're getting that come down effect and everyone's slowly leaving. Some people don't want to leave. They stay around to the very bitter end. And we sort of have a little catch up there and then. And it's always, it's nice to speak with you in that moment and explain why, what everything that I've seen and what I've loved and what possibly could make it better the next year round. And I think because everybody there is not only listening to each other, but they're listening to the community. They're finding out what has worked, whether it be a busy area that's got too much excitement, too many people want to see a certain thing. You go ahead and you think, well, let's see how we can make this better next year. Again, you're always looking to the next big thing. And I really love that about this con.
Yeah, I think, as you say, you know, that's why this year we've moved a few people like Dice, like Game Over around a little bit. Just to manage those areas. But again, it's all about creating that experience for everyone. So everyone goes away thinking, I had a great weekend, can't wait for next year. I personally take feedback very personally. But, you know, the feedback's always there to improve. So you read it, you think, okay, I understand. Let's get better.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. If you run the perfect event, the only thing that can go wrong is everything else. Whereas you're constantly working to the next thing, You want to find out what could make this a better experience, and how could we get more people into Portsmouth for this con? And as you said, it's getting bigger and bigger each year. And I can't wait to see what this event would look like in 5 years' time.
The fact absolutely.
It's already putting itself on the map as conventions go. And yeah, it's early days still in the world of Comic-Cons, but
absolutely.
It's making a name for itself.
Yeah, I mean, me, myself and Nick, we did go to a very large con in America.
Yes.
But the word Portsmouth was muttered by various people that we spoke to, artists and stuff, that have heard great things. You know, so early days, but we already seem to have an international sort of identity, which is just absolutely that's incredible. You know, to have that so soon into our journey is just amazing.
Because I can remember the first year of this happening, when I first found out, I was like, is this really coming to Portsmouth, an actual con? And I was like, let's see what they're going to do, how they're going to do this. And the amount of huge, absolutely huge comic book talent that came over to England, some people for the first time, it was astounding.
Yeah.
And I mean, you had Frank Quitely there, which is one of my favorite Superman artists. Mm-hmm. You had Louise and Walter Simonson all the way from America coming over. There's like, for me, as a Superman fan, this was a huge people that are sort of the death and return of Superman is one of my sort of iconic Superman stories. And to be able to sit down with them and hear them talk about this and then go and watch their panel, it was like, this is a huge comic book event in my hometown. And I think it was from that moment on that this love relationship that I had for Portsmouth Comic Con blossomed. I was like, yeah, this, if it's their first event, they've got a lot to sort of build up of this. And you've done so well each and every year. So again, keeping it, it's Comic Con. That's the thing. It's comics.
Absolutely.
At the base of it all, which is what I love.
Yeah. I mean, that's always going to be our ethos. You know, we have had meetings where we've discussed, do we need to get bigger names in film and TV? You think actually we've got the model, we've got our model how we are happy with, and it works. So no, that's how we want to remain for the sort of foreseeable.
And but bigger names are out there, and a lot of the events now in America, people are wanting to go not to the actual event, but to where the fans are. Mm-hmm. Some of these big names now are lucky enough that they get to pick and choose where they go to. Some of them, yes, have, you know, like ridiculous fees, but they're all having to go there for the passion. But what I love about this event is the guests that are there to have a good time and to enjoy it and to make it memorable for the people that are attending.
Yeah, so, I think that's it. It's, again, it's all about people going away, having that just that wow factor and a memory.
I think one of the first guests you had in the first year was Chris Barry was there from Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was just interacting with everyone just all day and having like the time of his life doing it. But it's just, and Mark Silk was there for a couple of years in a row. And Mark Silk was making that event, for the kids especially, such an awesome time. Sort of speaking as Pingu and all these many characters that he's voiced. And kids were like, hang on, that's the voice that comes out of the TV.
That's the voice. Yeah, I mean, Mark Silk is an absolute legend. He's another guest that's been up with us every single year. Unfortunately, he can't make it this year. Mm. He was with us, unfortunately, due to some personal reasons, he isn't able to attend, but he will be back next year, guarantee it.
Wonderful stuff, yeah, because he did make the event so much fun for everybody. But that's the thing. You're going to get more and more guests, sadly, that can't make it back. But I think with the name that you're building for this brand, as it were, names are going to want to come back. And I know sort of a lot of the places on Artist Alley, they fill up rather quickly with people wanting to come to Portsmouth and to show off and get a foot in the door of comic creation.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. As you say, the first year we had some amazing names. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we approached them. They accepted the invites. We're getting to the stage now where they're doing the work for us. You know, we've got such a name now. They're saying to us, I want to attend, which is just, you know, absolutely incredible. You couldn't have imagined that in the first year. You know, I've actually still got the letter you sent me after the first con on my wall.
Really?
And I have to say, that is my motivation. Every time you're having a bit of a low day, you look at that letter and, you know, you attached a post note saying not all heroes wear capes. And it reminds me, get back to it. You know, you've got a fantastic event you need to be putting on.
No, I am. And it's, it's the fact that it is, again, I'll go back to it, it's my hometown. It's what I want to promote, but it's also the passions that I hold dear to me. It's Superman. It's Superman from one of the first comic book heroes. And to see everybody at these events that is so comic based, it's why I've always just wanted to have this con be its best possible self. And you've all put the work in, and you've all done so well with it all that, yeah, it's only getting bigger and better over the years. So for me to be just a small cog behind the scenes and help promote it as much as I can, I'm always so happy to do that. So yeah, the quiz that's happening this year that we talked about, I'm looking forward to that, just to be a part of this event. And I've got friends and family that are coming down and to sort of...
That's sick.
Are asking me about this event. Yeah. I'm saying, yeah, come down. Come down and see it. And just, if it's your first con, come down for a day. But I'll guarantee when you come back next year, you're going to get that weekend.
You'll be buying that weekend ticket for sure.
You'll be getting that weekend ticket because you're not going to want to miss out, because both days aren't the same. Whereas you can go to some of these other events and it is very, come back tomorrow and we'll do all of this again.
Do it again. That was a massive part in our plan. I think first year we were probably along those lines, but I think both days were exactly the same. And we soon learned, actually, let's do two. It's almost two separate events. You know, you turn up and the stage content is different, the panels are different. They're just, we like to have those elements where, you know, it feels like if you haven't been on the, you know, if you don't turn up on the Sunday, you didn't come to Comic Con, you know.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of the fear of missing out there, but I get it. I mean, there was a one point this year where I wasn't almost able to attend the Sunday, but I've pulled in all the favors I can. I was like, I can't go to the Saturday and not go to the Sunday. That's like a faux pas. I can't do that. So I am there. I'm going to be there from open to close this year, just like I was the year before, just like I will be next year, because this event is just very near and dear to me. But what I'd like to know about you, Kurt, is what is it that you really geek out about, that passion that you have that you would attend a con for?
Do you know what? For me, it's so much the atmosphere. And just having so much sort of geek fandom to look at. You know, you walk into our convention this year without giving too many spoilers, but you're going to walk straight into that Jurassic Zone. And you think, wow, that was amazing. There's going to be workshops happening. There's going to be dinosaurs there. There's going to be various things from the Isle of Wight Museum happening. And you think that was good. You keep walking around and all of a sudden there's the Gosport Steampunk Society.
Yeah.
And you think, that's completely different to what I've just been through. And again, they have the T-drawing, they have the Nerf guns, you know, and you think, okay, that's fantastic. And then you walk through to the next bit where the Star Wars celebration are. Before you've even walked into Guildhall Square, you could have been here an hour and just, you know, gone through just three completely separate elements of just really geeking out. But so, so different. You know, it's, so for me, it's really, when I go to a convention, I just want to experience all the geeky elements that I can. And just really maximize my sort of my day, really.
And that's the thing I said with this con. I mean, you'll get your steps in. That's what I'll say. This is the thing. You're on your feet all day. So number one tip for a convention: comfortable shoes.
Absolutely, comfortable shoes. Second year, everyone was laughing at me actually, but by halfway through the Sunday, because I was staying in a hotel in Portsmouth, I went back and I was wearing my slippers around the event.
Wow, that's a genius idea.
So my feet were raw, and I was like, I can't do this. You know, I don't even wear my slippers at home, but for some reason I took them to the hotel and I wore them around the convention. You know, the Guildhall is my second home, so I thought, why not, you know, pop them on, be comfortable,
make the most of it. But this year, are there going to be more arts and crafts this year?
Because so we have absolutely, so we have some fantastic workshops. So we've got some fantastic workshops with James Waterfield from Lawn of the Dead. He'll be doing some great sort of dinosaur eggs with the dinosaur hatching that you can paint. And we also have Splodge Designs here down in the basement where you can create your own kapow or something similar sort of logo. And you can either, for a small fee, we'll iron it onto a t-shirt for you, or it's very easy to do yourself if you want to pop to a cheap clothing retailer to pick up a plain t-shirt. And again, you can go home and you can iron this on. So, you know, you're the one designing it, and then you'll take it home and turn it into a t-shirt.
Some new exclusive Geek of Steel merch is coming. I'm going to be down there making some new logos. But yeah, Lawn of the Dead is always such a unique sort of crafting experience, seeing people come down and see James's work and but also everything that he does. He's always at Victorious each year as well, doing something amazing. So I can't wait to see what he gets up to this year. And that's again,
I mean, you've got the eggs are looking incredible.
I'm looking forward to making something. But it's like, it's again, it's an international Comic-Con. You're getting guests from all over the world, but you're still keeping it local in a sense, because you've got so much more local talent there, and sometimes it's local food suppliers and local entertainment businesses that are part of this event. It really does make it a community. And over the next few years, I can only see it getting bigger, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a good problem to have. Where we extend to next is a big question. But we said that last year, we came up with a plan. So, you know, it's going to happen.
And that's the thing. It's the creativity behind the scenes, whether it be your hilarious TikToks that you're putting out there every now and again, or the actual, you know, it's when you start brainstorming and you see an idea go from pen to paper to billboard. When I'm going in and out of Portsmouth and seeing those big billboards saying Portsmouth Comic-Con, I'm not thinking this is really happening. And that's a big moment.
I mean, as soon as that billboard comes up and I'm driving into the city, you just look and you think, wow, you know, that I'm part of that. And it's kind of like, then you think, oh, car in front of me, you know,
because
it's such a great billboard. It kind of comes with such pride behind the event. I think that's everything that the team behind Ports of Comic-Con have is that pride, you know, to just give something to everyone. To make sure they go away with a kind of, you know, lasting memory.
And that's it. And I mean, I think for it's one of my first events where I saw sort of my name in the thanks section of the brochure, of the leaflet. And I've got a little one each now from each year. And I was like, that's my name in part of this event. And that made me so happy that to be sort of an ambassador. I'm a self-confessed ambassador of Superman, but I'm an incredibly proud ambassador of this event. Because it just means, again, so much to me to see all these passions come out over one very special weekend that I can't wait to see where it goes in the future. But what I would like to know is, if you had a time machine or your very own TARDIS, you went 25 years, very unique number, 25 years in the future, what would you hope Portsmouth Comic Con looked like in that moment?
I mean, the dream is to be, you know, in that top bracket where we are in everyone's calendar, because the event is so fantastic and so has so much passion, and people it's the one thing that people would just give up their entire year, any weekend of that year, to attend. But it's all about just, again, being different, being artist-led, being for the fans and not, you know, really for, you know, for profit. That to us, you know, doesn't come near to the top of our agenda. It's all about making the experience for everyone to just enjoy.
Perfect answer, Kurt. There are some still tickets available. Where can people go online to get their tickets?
Tickets are still available on the Portsmouth Comic Con website, which is portsmouthcomiccon.com. Or you can go through the Portsmouth Guildhall website, or pop to our box office and see the lovely team here on the lead up to the event.
Yeah, I was there last week. Well, no, a couple of weeks back for a meeting that we had. And it was great seeing the posters up on the wall already, thinking it's quite not eerie when the place isn't sort of open to the public as such. But I'm thinking this, when I was here last year, it was wall-to-wall cosplayers and families enjoying the event. So
it's crazy. Yeah, me and Nick will start setting up the event, and it's just a venue. And then all of a sudden, you click your fingers, you blink your eyes, and it's a Comic-Con. And then before you know it, it's Monday morning and we're folding tables back up. And it's back to what it is. But again, you know, you can go to huge conventions in, you know, airplane hangars. And I kind of sometimes get the sense they're not quite trying hard enough to really turn it into a non-airplane hangar. Where here, we make sure it's, if you drop someone down and said, is this the same place? They probably wouldn't recognize it.
Something as simple as a carpet underneath someone's feet it makes the difference in walking around concrete all day long.
Yeah.
And I mean, something that's a bit more supportive to the arches of your heels, but that's what I love. It is, it's in such a unique venue. You take up every single space that you can, mm-hmm. whilst also trying to make sure that there's entertainment for everything and everyone. It's not like we need to cram all the people we can get into this one building so it looks yeah. really busy and really popular, and then they can make them run all the way across a convention to get to the other thing that's happening 5 minutes afterwards. It is about, like, this is the map. It's all pretty much one way.
Yeah.
Everything you need to be is in that area. Here's a map. Go off and enjoy yourselves. And Bob.
Yeah, and I think one of those things as well is for Nick and I and the rest of the team, if we were to find out someone had a period of time when they weren't doing anything, we've done something wrong. If you're not doing something, it's our problem. But that's why we have all the stuff. You know, if you sit down and have your lunch sat on the Guildhall steps, you're still doing something. If you decide to sit in the upper stalls at the back of the main auditorium in Comic City 1, Express FM are there and they are hosting talks. You're still doing something. You know, even if you're having that period where you're sat down resting instead of walking around the event exploring, you should still be doing something. And that's our aim. You know, from the second you walk in to the second you walk out, you're always doing something. But everything is included in the price. You know, so if you want to go and play retro gaming, you want to play board gaming, you want to tea jewel, or you want to go and have a photo of the dinosaurs, everything is included. We don't want you paying your ticket price, coming in, getting to the first exhibition, this one's a fiver, go to the next one, that's another couple of quid. All the panels, all the workshops, everything is included to make sure that once you've paid that ticket price, you haven't got a care in the world.
That's it. And as always, there are things you can spend your money on, but that's not at the base of everything. Of course,
like, you know, merchandise, obviously, you know, any merchandise you want to pay. Meeting the doctors, there's a charge for that if you want to get autographs, selfies and stuff like that. But the main bulk of the content at the event, you know, is all included in your ticket price.
And that's, again, it's what I love to hear, that sort of thing, because that is the thing that puts a lot of people off going to these big events, is when they find out what these celebrities and some artists are charging yeah. for just a simple autograph or a 1 second selfie. It's yeah. quite astonishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I, you know, looking at other cons, some of them charge, you know, excess of £100 for a photo or an autograph. I can say of both the doctors, you know, they're charging £30 for an autograph,
which is a
good price. You know, it's a good, reasonable price. But we've also gone for names that will sit there and they'll have a chat with you. I know for a fact from colleagues here that have met him before, Colin Baker will chew your ear off.
Yes.
As you approach his table, probably to the stage, you'll probably give him another tenner just to get away from it. You know,
that's what you want. Those are the interactions that you remember.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough that I've been to quite a few conventions now, and it's in those moments when you might see a certain celebrity or someone that's sitting down having a cup of tea or just having a break mm-hmm. for 5 minutes, and sort of, excuse me, do you mind if we have a quick word with you? They say, no, yeah, come and have a chat. And it's
absolutely.
Those moments you realise that, in fact, they are, you know, they're real people, just like everybody else, and they love talking about what brings them joy, these passions. So I'm looking forward to seeing the doctors, as it were, interact with the audience, and I'm looking
absolutely.
Forward to seeing the artists and the creators bring this convention to life, because everyone's got a very important piece in this puzzle that is Ports of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And I love how it all comes together. Again, you said you'll have a busy few weeks and some sleepless nights, but there'll be hopefully some moments over the weekend where you can take a moment,
absolutely
hydrate, get some food in you, and just watch everybody having such an amazing time, because it's an event that you all should be very proud of. And I can only see
Thank
it getting
much.
Better. And better in the future. So where can people find you and the Ports of Comic-Con on social medias? Because you are, again, you're releasing new names often.
All the time, yes. New names coming, new content coming, really exciting announcements coming as well this week. The first place to hear from them, social media. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, newly on TikTok.
Yes.
There is a great video that was taken on TikTok recently. And it's funny the amount of people that said to me in the video, you'll understand if you watch it, that you weren't acting in that video, were you? That was a genuine head shake.
It was a genuine, I've had enough. I've got emails to do. Yeah, can you get out of my office, please?
Yeah, Deadpool dancing in the corner was, yeah.
But yeah. I've seen your office. I want to come down soon and see that letter on the wall, that massive dinosaur that's behind you. Because I'm sure there's some swag that I can find in my Fortress of Solitude that needs to be
absolutely so the dinosaur
walls.
Behind me here you know, oh, I've knocked it down, but yeah, you right. Stick your head through there. That is going to be, that's going to be there at the convention. So do come down, have your photo taken, Brilliant. Be eaten by the dinosaur. that's going to be the Jurassic experience alongside some other really great content.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. So yes, the 3rd and 4th of June, I can't wait. I'm going to be there all day long, every single day. If you see me there, people that are listening and watching, don't forget I will always have stickers and swag on me. But I'm looking forward to finding out more about this quiz session. I want to go to all these panels. I think I'm going to be speaking with some of the gang from Express FM as well.
You certainly are, yeah.
That will be fun. Many a year ago, I used to volunteer on that station for a unsigned session local music gig. So that'll be fun going back and working with them. But it's just an event that, as you said, it's in my diary. It's in my diary all year long. I can't wait till it comes about. And it's always such a fun, fun weekend. So from the bottom of my geeky heart, Kurt, to you, to Nick, to everybody behind the scenes that makes this event so special, again, you are the heroes. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Kurt, thank you for coming on. I'm sure we'll be in touch over the upcoming weeks and I'll be sharing more fun exclusives when they happen. But
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I'll thank speak you very to much. You soon. All right, thank you. Take speak care, you Kurt. Soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And there you go. Portsmouth Comic Con 2023. It is just around the corner. I cannot wait. The 3rd and 4th of June, I will be there both days reporting. And as Kurt mentioned, I will be hosting or helping host some events and being interviewed by Express FM for a special section on podcasting and helping out with that geeky quiz. I was recently on BBC Radio 2 quizzing the host on Midnight Masterminds. And yeah, I think I could have some fun being a quiz host of Steel. I'll have to look into getting a gold sparkly jacket. But it's just another reason why I'm excited for Portsmouth Comic Con. There are going to be some fantastic guests that I want to go and see. There's going to be some stalls that I need to purchase some comics and some toys from. I'm looking forward to the cosplay. I'm looking forward to the food because I've just found out some exciting food stalls have been announced. But I'm just looking forward to the whole weekend, to not only enjoying it for myself, but seeing it and be enjoyed by so many other people, by families, by fans, by friends and families coming together. It's a beautiful event and one that I'm very proud to see come back and one that I'm happy to put my name, my brand, as it were. The Portsmouth Comic Con most definitely is the Geek of Steel approved. And I'm looking forward to attending the event and talking more about it over the upcoming weeks. And speaking of Express FM, I will be popping down to that radio station soon for an interview to talk about me as the Geek of Steel and Portsmouth Comic Con and why I believe in it so much. And yes, that's the end of episode 4 of the Podcast of Steel. Thank you, Kurt, for being a very special guest. And thank you to all of you for listening and watching on YouTube. This project, as I said, I've missed this, but I didn't know that I was missing it. So I'm glad that it is back in my life. And I'm grateful for every single person that listens, watches, and sends me some words of encouragement. But if there is anything that you want me to talk about or speak with, please let me know. Just find me online and drop me a message. Just search for Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and you will find me. So there we go. Thank you for listening. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and I will be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.